getting closer and closer by the minute. The Packers are back. They take on the world champion Seattle Seahawks. There's a way to start the season for you. All eyes will be on this one. It is the NFL kickoff special. Packers Seahawks, our coverage right here on K107.1 tonight starts at 5 p.m. Join us for the pregame. Stay with us for the game around 7:30. And come on back for the postgame. Of course, when the Packers play, we break it all down, and we could not do it without CheeseheadTV.com's Brian Caravu. He joins us on the K-Lines this morning. Brian, good morning to you. Happy game day.
Well, thank you. It's certainly good to be talking about football once again, meaningful football this evening.
Yeah, I think we ran out of preseason questions the first week of August for you, but we are excited. The Packers, the Seahawks, they take the field tonight, and what a test for the Packers. A lot of optimism with this Packers team. The offense, obviously, is returning at full strength for the most part. The defense seems to be a little quicker and hungrier. But you got to open up the season against the Seahawks. A lot of Packers, though, that I've heard talk about it, say they wouldn't want it any other way. This is going to be a great litmus test.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the defending Super Bowl champion always gets the right to host the first game of the season. And the Packers, we're going to learn about a lot about them and learn a lot about the Seahawks, too. Are the Seahawks able to defend their Super Bowl championship? And are the Packers going to be able to, challenge them for a Super Bowl championship? I mean, you couldn't ask for a better game right out of the gate. I mean, this is two teams that could very well meet in the NFC Championship game in January down the road. Maybe we're getting a preview of that right now. Packers going to hope they can win this game to maybe get the advantage and get that game at Lambeau Field in January.
I think if there is a concern coming into this game, the big one is the center quarterback. So Corey Linsley going to be your starting center. J.C. Treader put on the short-term IR yesterday. I think it was Bruce Irvin who says he's going to pray. He prayed for Linsley last night because he's got to come into this atmosphere, unproven, young kid, and the Seahawks are his first test. How comfortable are you with him starting? The Packers didn't really seem to think they needed a whole lot of reps between Rodgers and Linsley in the preseason. Are you fine with that?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, that final preseason game, the Packers sat 18 starters. That was the only opportunity for Rodgers and Linsley to get work in a game environment before the regular season began, because now J.C. Treader, he's not coming back until after week 8 at the earliest. So come hell or high water, the Packers are going with Corey Linsley. And, it's tough to blame the Packers, I guess, for sitting Rodgers and a lot of their starters in that preseason finale. They have nowhere else to turn with Linsley. I mean, it's that or you're going with Josh Sitton or T.J. Lang as your center. And those guys are, you know, you're comfortable at the guard position. So I think the Packers have done as much as they can in a practice environment, and he'll be ready to go.
It's going to be a loud atmosphere. Reports have the Packers keen to use a little bit more of the no huddle than they have in the past. That should be interesting to see. I like the move if that's the route they do go, Brian.
Yeah, it most definitely. I mean, during the preseason, whenever Aaron Rodgers was running the show, and you know he didn't play in the first preseason game or the last, but when he was in there in the second and third games, the offense was humming. It was running the no huddle. It scored more often than it didn't, and it's going to be quite a show tonight. Now, the Seahawks know it's coming. It's going to be no surprise, but the Packers are going to try to use it to their advantage, try to keep some of those big defensive linemen on the field and wear them down, and maybe they won't get quite as good of a pass rush after a couple plays or a couple drives. And, as long as Aaron Rodgers is running the show, it's going to be dangerous, and it's only going to be helped when he has a running back like Eddie Lacy behind him. And, you know, those two didn't get a whole lot of playing time last year together when Rodgers was injured. So this could be quite a potent offense for the Packers this season.
Talking with Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com. Always a great resource throughout the season, especially on game day. Check them out, CheeseheadTV.com. We've got the Packers for you starting tonight at 5, the kickoff at 7:30. We've talked about the offense. How about the defense? They've got that new toy. in Julius Peppers. We didn't see much from him in August, but I think we're going to see a whole lot of him tonight.
Yeah, you got a chance to see glimpses of him in the preseason, but, you know, the Packers simply being vanilla, as every team in the NFL is during training camp, during the preseason, it's going to be interesting to see him, how the Packers utilize him tonight, because, you know, they didn't give him all that money to just simply, you know, do the same thing. You know, he's going to line up on the left side, the right side, in a two-point stance and a three-point stance. He's going to be playing end. He's going to be playing tackle. He's going to be rushing the passer and maybe every once in a blue moon dropping into coverage. I mean, Julius Peppers, it's so exciting to, you know, think about what they can do with him. And you're going to finally see a lot of it tonight, whereas you didn't in the preseason.
Brian, I've talked to a few listeners on the show already this morning. A lot of optimism. I don't know if it's just week one optimism or if they really do believe the Packers are going to go into Seattle and take down the defending champs. Where do you stand?
Yeah, you know, normally I think, you know, going against the defending Super Bowl champion on the road, I would call for the defending Super Bowl champion to win the game. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I feel very good about the Packers. Maybe it's just because, you know, they got Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy together, and they're both healthy, and I like what they've done to improve the defense. I think the Packers stand a very good chance of winning this game. It's going to be a close one, no doubt about it. It's not going to be easy. I'll call for the Packers to win 35-28.
I like it, Brian. I like it a lot. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow and break this thing down. Brian, enjoy the game tonight, and go Pack. Oh.
Sounds good. Hopefully we're talking about a win.
Hopefully. That is Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com with us for another season. We can't thank him and the guys at CheeseheadTV.com, the guys and gals, enough. Thank you again to Brian. Again, Packers tonight, 5 o'clock, 7:30 the kickoff right here on K107.1.